Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daily's dirty.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is, and we got a we got one of them Big Easy kind of parties going on out here at Radio Row, Super Bowl Radio Row in New Orleans. Day number 2 is underway, and we got a lot of fun to be had out here. We're going to get to this friction. Y'all stick right there with me. Before we do that, though, I want to let everybody know we got a big contest going on the Odyssey app right now. Listen, 60 minutes a day to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app. You heard me. Download the Odyssey app, log into the Odyssey app, and listen to Sports Radio 610 for 60 minutes a day. That gives you one entry. You can do it every single day until February the 23rd. That gives you one entry into this contest, and the contest is to win airfare and accommodations for you and 3 others to Las Vegas for the first 2 rounds of the big-time college basketball tourney that's right around the corner, and $20,000 for you to do with as you please while you are in Sin City. Again, download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Sports Radio 60 minutes a day. Every day you do that, you get an entry, and then there will be a winner. And this is a big-time prize, ladies and gentlemen. Also, on that Odyssey app, here's a cool feature that you're going to want to keep you're going to know about. On that Odyssey app, you can use the rewind feature, and you can go back and listen to earlier content, whether that's Payne and Pendergast in the morning, it's in the loop, or it's us. Here's what you can do right now. The Nate Boyer interview, we had him on, former NFL player, former Green Beret, former Texas Longhorn. Great story. Very, very entertaining. You can go back and listen to that. That was at 2:40. And then Craig Gass, comedian, well accomplished comedian and actor, was on with us at, what was that, 3:15, 3:20-ish. Either one of those, you can go back and listen. They were both absolutely tremendous. The Odyssey app is the way to go. Again, download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen for 1 hour a day. And it's good stuff. All right, Santiago, we got to hash a few things out here. Apparently, Ron and I are aware of the back and forth that was had last night. I'll be honest with you, I was not aware of any of it until Ron woke me up and came and got the keys so that he could get this parking pass. I was not aware of the text messages that were exchanged until this morning when I woke up. But there were a couple of things. Apparently on that crosstalk, there's a couple of things, and we'll try to get to the bottom of both of them here. Really, there's three things. We'll try to get to the bottom of all three of them. Apparently, there's a pan that I used Monday morning, which was day one, morning one that we were here. Seth and Sean were not obviously present in the house because I didn't get up and cook breakfast at 4 o'clock in the morning. They were not present in the house, so I cooked breakfast for everybody else, made sure that I offered it to everybody else. Some ate, some didn't. As you could imagine, I'm in a house that I don't own, and so there are slim pickings in terms of what we're cooking with here. I'm not at home with my wife's high-dollar pans that don't stick, all right? But
ain't looking like a good non-stick pan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I knew when I started cooking on this sucker, it was not going to stick. I mean, it was going to stick quick, and it was going to be thick. And I did one round of eggs, didn't have enough for myself, so I made sure the fellas ate. And then I cooked twice on the same pan that is a below acceptable grade of pan for me because I use my wife's top-notch stuff.
Not what you used to.
When I got done, Ron, there was stuck. I mean, I couldn't have peeled it off with a fork at the time. I tried, actually, to be honest with you. I tried. I was like, this is not going to work. This is going to be ridiculous. I'm going to mess it up. So what I'm going to do, I'm gonna throw a little hot water in there. I'm going to throw a little soap in there. And I'll be honest with you, I tried. There is a little brush that's made that I tried with that brush for every bit of 5 seconds, and it wasn't coming off at all. So I said, I got to let it soak. I got to let this thing soak. So Monday morning, about 9 o'clock, I let that thing soak. I took Randy's fellas up here to do the midday show. I was going to let it soak all day and clean it up either last night or today, and I didn't get back around to it. And so that pan was a solo sitting in the sink. Apparently that was a problem. I didn't know that was going to be a problem, but apparently it was. Here's a little back and forth. Let's be honest, it's labeled Seth, but Seth, I get it, bub. There's several voices involved here. Let's kick this thing off with J-Lo stirring the pot a bit.
Do we have our first Airbnb controversy?
Do.
Do we? I'm asking, do we?
Clint doesn't know how to wash a dish.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even hear that. Well, I mean, I got back at 2 a.m., so dishes were not the least of my concern.
My plans after the show are to go back, and the obstacle in my life is getting the pan that Clint used to cook eggs in a couple days ago to get it clean.
You're
going
to take the day off.
There's a 2-inch plaque of egg carcass.
Key phrase, a couple days ago.
A couple days. I walked home yesterday and it hadn't been there. As far as I could tell, no detergent had been dripped in it to soak
hot
or anything
water.
Like
put
that.
Put some hot water on it.
Yeah, and so I'm just going to go try to tackle that mountain.
I think the pan's ruined.
I know.
Just throw
I'm
going to
get it clean. I'm going to get it clean.
Are you?
I spent about 45 minutes cleaning last night, and that pan is the last remaining obstacle.
Did anybody eat the eggs that he made in the pan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were great.
They were good. Because usually if the eggs leave a residue like that behind, there can be a fault.
No, they were very good.
It wouldn't have been a big issue, if it had been cleaned immediately after cooked it.
All right.
They said you broke the pan. Damn.
All right. Well, I would not be surprised if the pan was not ruined. I am not. That's highly likely. But one, make it a little side note here, by the way. Lopez clearly stirring the pot multiple times, just quick little jabs in there. First of all, starting the conversation.
Well, he got in the box and said,
secondly,
you don't know how to wash a dish.
Well, I'll tell you what. I made a conscious decision that I was not washing any dishes because there is a dishwasher. That is full go. That actually, Seth, I think, turned on. Somebody turned it on because when I came home last night, it was running. So, Lopez, your old ass is the only one washing dishes in the house.
Did Lopez say 2 days?
Clint said that damn brisket wasn't that good.
Yeah, look.
Today is Tuesday. You cooked Monday morning, right?
Chief, when they were having that crosstalk, it was 27 hours long. Old. I mean, it wasn't 2 days. So let's start with that. So, one. Number two,
that chicken wasn't that damn good.
Somebody must have messed with the pan because there was hot water and soap both put in the pan. Third, I tried to clean it. It was not coming off immediately in any way, shape, or form.
More time to soak.
And so the pan situation, Yeah, look, I can understand. I can understand Seth's question and what's going on here. I figured somebody in the house would notice that. I don't think Seth, that was painted a little different way. That the way that information flows here, Seth didn't feel any kind of way about the pan. Wasn't no big deal. Now there was a lot of pot stirring going on about the pan. There were some facts that were left out right there about that pan. And I don't know, but I appreciate all the inaccuracies that were being spewed around the house. Especially for a guy that has two different occasions has cleaned up the house.
Okay, that's you.
Yeah. And not only have I cleaned up the house, but I have thrown away at least 5 water bottles that I purchased for the house that had one drink taken out of them.
I'll throw a little bit in on that.
Yeah. Yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah, take that thing back to your room, whoever did it. I believe at least one of them bottles was done by somebody sitting at this damn table.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they have. I'm sure I'm not making the point about it. He'd leave the bottles around. I got no problem with it. I'll pick them up. Ain't no big deal. Ain't no problem at all, y'all. But we gonna find somebody to hammer on. Hey, this ain't the fella.
So you earned it. You earned to be able to soak that.
I mean, I feel like I have really taken a step, boys, in my maturity. It's the first time I've ever cooked
let me ask you
on a family trip or the fellas trip.
Like, it's your first time.
I cooked and I've cleaned twice.
You were inspired by John, and you tried to jump in and do that. Let me ask you.
I mean,
this.
It just makes me want to go back to just sleeping late and staying in a room and not helping any, and then I just stay off the radar.
Who annoyed you the most in that exchange?
Probably Lopez.
Yeah.
Lopez, because Lopez is stirring. He's stirring the pot.
It's that trickle off laugh afterwards. Well, Clint don't know how to wash the dishes.
he's stirring. Lopez stirring the pot. Now let's fast forward. Apparently there was a text message exchange last night. Y'all, now listeners, you got to bear with me. Now this is good stuff. It's a longer piece of audio, but it needs to be played to make sure that you get the full get down of what's going on here. Apparently, we've got one parking pass in the among the group. We have about 18 vehicles and one parking pass. All right, so the way that works is Sean
4 for those who are scoring at home.
Sean uses it early in the morning at 5 a.m. because ain't nobody getting their ass up to bring him over here, which makes sense, right?
Got it.
Now he brings it. I take the fellas once again here. I take the fellas for the midday show. Anybody wants to go over, they don't want to get up at 5 a.m. and don't want to, I take the fellas over there, and then Sean brings the pass back, puts it on the table. When it comes time for me and Ron to come over, we got the pass to drive over here. I will start with this. I dropped the ball because I left the parking pass in my truck when we got done last night. I did not put it on the table. Not as I was told. I was not told to do anything. I'm pretty sure it was common courtesy to do it. And I dropped the ball. I did not put the parking pass on the table. But after I went to bed early last night, apparently there was some text messages exchanged, and there may be a little bit of friction, and I'm not talking about that friction that's between show's thighs.
There's no reason. I don't have thunder thighs.
I think it's a good – I think people really grasp the friction that I'm talking about.
Parker, stop laughing so damn hard.
Here's the text message issue that's going on in the frat house.
11:37, hey, I need the – to Clint and Ron, hey, I need the parking pass. Text me back.
Correct.
Yeah. Right? Because I'm going to bed. I got 4 hours of sleep I got to go get.
That's right.
This is Ron's reply. It's in Clint's car. He's in the bed, I think. I'm on bourbon.
That's right.
Okay, so.
I can't confirm. I am his alibi. No, he was on bourbon.
So that text is basically like, sorry, bro.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I said, okay, well, I need it. Any suggestions? That's a reasonable reply.
I'm going to tell you.
That's a reasonable reply to screw you. I'm on Bourbon Street, right?
Okay, see, that's interesting because that's not the way he, from my perspective, hearing it from Ron, he's like, look, I'm letting you know, I'm nowhere near the house. I cannot impact this at all. So when you go suggestions, that was definitely heard with some passive aggression.
What Sean was hoping was that Ron would say, yeah, when I get home, I'll put it on the table for you. Yeah,
no, but here's the suggestion.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm getting hot.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a Royal Rumble at some point. Let's go.
I guess call him, or the only other thing I would think is go to gives me the combination to get into their suite.
Yeah, go on to the suite.
And find his key.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to go into a room where I don't know if he's sleeping on the couch or in the bed. I'm supposed to walk in, turn the lights on, and go find his key to go get the parking pass that they were supposed to leave on the table. That's
Ron basically told you, not my problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Yeah. Well, and my asking for suggestions while he's out on Bourbon Street is apparently an imposition.
It's a classic. It's one of those things where if you're texting somebody from across the room and you saw them receive the text, look at it and then make a face like and throw the phone down. Right?
Am I being unreasonable that at 11:30 at night when I have to get up at 4, I'm asking how am I getting the parking pass?
So what are the rankings?
Well, here's the problem, and we'll
Ron's
get back to the rankings.
Ron's at the bottom right now.
Wow. Yeah. I think for Ron,
he
was like,
hot about me asking for suggestions. We got issues. Well, by the way, waking up Clint would actually be an appropriate punishment for leaving the parking pass in his truck.
Yeah.
So I can look at it that way. I said, okay, I'm not going to do that. When you get home, can you find the key and leave the parking pass on the table? Reasonable request and solution, right? And, and to Ron's credit, he did. The parking pass was on the table.
There you have it.
I got a few.
Go ahead. Hey, jump, Bubba. Jump.
Reggie and John, y'all, you're the ones.
Hey, you got to change. Hey, boss man, if you were thinking about changing the name of their show from In the Loop to something maybe a little fresh.
In the Mess. Y'all messy as hell.
Pot stirring SOBs right there.
Damn. But.
Grab a spoon. That's what it needs to be.
But the first thing is, see, he is connecting us as we. In this situation, I ain't drive that car. I ain't got them keys. That ain't me. What's it mean is we? Hell, I ain't coming. I ain't been in the car since we drove up here. That ain't me. I'm out. I can see if it's one thing. I got keys to the car. Are we sharing this thing or we both? That ain't my car. How was that up to me? I mean, and you're lucky I'm responding to you. Now you sitting here down here with your draws. I mean in a tizzy as we could all see it. And I'm like, hold on, man. I'm gonna be nice and respond to you because what I'm sitting here thinking is, oh, he must really mean this for Clint because hell, this ain't got nothing to do with me. Ain't my car. That wasn't a Toyota Camry that was out there that had that. That was the Escalade. And then he goes, I need it. Any suggestions? What the hell you gonna do different than I'm gonna do? You the one who need it right now. I'm on bourbon. You at the house. You right there next to him. You got the code. You can knock on the door. I don't, and my man said, no, I'm not gonna, and I said, hell, I gave you some suggestions. Figgy, I'm not talking to Reggie, but Figgy, you were there. You know, Figgy, I told him. I said, my first mind was to end my portion of the conversation. I will go give you no suggestions. The hell are you talking about some suggestions? You thinking of any of them there yourself? You right there next to it. And I was nice. And I said, hell, I think maybe you should start by calling him. Hell, it was 10-something. Maybe give him a call to see if he's awake. I don't know. Next step would be if you're sitting right there is everybody knows the codes of these bad boys or come knock over and go wake him up because that's what you expect me to do when I get in, except I'm going to get in later. And what did I do? It's nice enough to walk in, came in.
Hey, big dog. Yeah, man, what's good?
Yeah, I mean, I took him out of his sleep. I said, hey, man. And I did. So I said, Sean, boy, you got to see your message. Sean, need that parking pass. He flipping out about that parking pass. He said, oh, damn, it's on the, and I went and got it, put it down there. But, hell, that could have been your move. Hell, let's just be completely honest. Hell, you know Clint longer than I've known him. You could have walked in there and said something to Clint. Like me saying to Figgy, hey, Figgy, I'm going to need you to go in Brandon's room to go get that thing while I'm sitting right here at it. No, come on, Sean. I should have left that damn thing in there.
Look, here's the deal. It's my fault. I want to make sure everybody understands that I am fully aware. It was my fault. I should have left it on the table. And moving forward, that damn thing will be on that damn table by 6:30 every evening. But it just seems like.
I know it's established. We're a partnership with that Escalade.
Well, you were my. I think that was more had to do with you being my roommate, I think, more than the Escalade. But that's okay. Here's the deal. I want to be really clear. There ain't a person on this station that if I'm sitting at the house and something's upstairs and I need it, I don't give a damn if you're dead in the middle of something. Reggie, I don't care if you bring one home. I don't care what you're in the middle of. I'm going to knock on that door and say, hey, man, I got a show at 5 o'clock in the morning. I need that parking pass, partner.
If I'm in dire straits the way he was.
Well, no, it just should have never gotten like, hey man, hey Clint, wake your ass up, man. I need that parking pass. Yes. You know I got to get up early.
Did he ever call you? Did he ever contact you besides that text where clearly you weren't answering?
No, I didn't have a missed call.
I'm about to say now. Call
I woke up and looked them texts this morning. I said, damn, y'all, what did I miss? I got to quit. I literally just started turning on my do not disturb on my phone. And I shouldn't have done that. I'll leave it on the rest of the time. I shouldn't have done that. But damn, that could have been avoided, man. I mean, it could have been avoided by me doing right early. But it damn sure could have been avoided. Like, just come on up there. Hey, y'all still feel fresh. I don't even care if you just need some deodorant.
Like, I'm just saying,
I don't carry them Jimmies no more. So don't come up there looking for one of them if y'all figure that out. But
okay. that felt far.
I jumped off the.
You need this. I'm on Bourbon Street with a purple drink. And I mean, that's what they called the I ain't sipping on syrup, but the purple drink.
The back, yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and you right there, you around the corner. You about to get what? Any suggestions? What kind of magic you want me to make from bourbon? And you need it right now.
You were better than me on that because I'd have had a really hard time entertaining. Like, especially if I'm out like that, it's like just whew. That would have been you did right there. You did your part, man.
Love you, Sean, even though that Reggie and John are trying to.
At the end of the day, I'm not worried about Seth or Sean. At the end of the day, it's these two that are in the loop stirring the hell out of
me. I just want Sean to know it's just as hot as you got. I was as hot as I was when you tried to get me to make some suggestions to you. What response do you think I had? Coming up next. As we hear live and rolling here, the Rockets. The Rockets, listen, a rough one. They've lost three in a row, but I think there's a space where you could come and feel like you're in a good place based off what they did last night, and there is the issue of that problem that keeps coming up for the Rockets. We'll discuss that next.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
live from New Orleans. Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. And The Drive is, of course, on the road as we are here, Radio Row. And we are enjoying ourselves here, and I've had a really, really good show. Check out that Odyssey Rewind feature. You can catch a lot of the things we had. Craig Gass, Nate Boyer, you can check that out as well. All right, Clint, the Rockets are still the number two team in the West, but they are on a bit of a slide. They've lost three in a row, and they went on the road yesterday, and they lost that game to the Knicks. Now, I would also point out, Clint, in this game, there was no Alperen Şengün, and there was no – and Şengün's missed multiple games here. And there was also no Fred VanVleet. He was also out of the game. So your starting center and your all-star, and then your point guard as well, he was out of this game. And they held it. They were leading most of the game, as Chris knows. They were leading most of the game and until that fourth quarter got there. And, listen, it's frustrating you win three in a row. And I've said it, Clint, the expectations have changed with this thing thus far. But I think the things you can look at, and you heard it on the broadcast from the Knicks guys, a lot of, hey, this is a physical team. This is a team that we know you got to pick it up and step it up again. So you can see they are thoroughly creating this this thing about themselves and this and what they are and what you have to expect to see them every time you play the Rockets. And you're doing it and hanging in this game against a really good team, the Knicks, one of the best records in the NBA, third in the East, just because Boston and Cleveland are really getting off. You were in that the whole way, and you lost towards the end of the game without two of your big weapons. To me, yes, it's frustrating, but I still continue to see positive and become excited. And to think in some of these games, when you have Şengün there, when you have even Fred, when you have your full complement of guys, that it will look different. So, yes, it's frustrating, and they need to get going, and the expectations have changed. But I didn't come away from last night being disappointed. I was a little disappointed that game against the Nets. That was rough, and they got them again tonight. But I didn't come away from it yesterday being disappointed that they took an L to the Knicks.
Yeah, I think I'm probably beyond getting beside myself about a certain one game, right? I think they've earned the right in such a long season to maybe, you know, have a bad outing from time to time. And then you look at the simple fact that last night you're missing one of your top two scorers on the team, as well as the one guy that has the ability to get in there and really control the game and control the tempo of the game at any given moment. Those are two critical pieces. I don't know, man. I look at it and I'm not beside myself about any single game. With the Rockets now, the overall three games skid. You know, you're flirting with some issues here, and you know you need to right the ship.
Is this like? Can we stop? This is the second day in a row they have just come in here and parachuted on one of our segments. Do we need to have a sing off?
No. I'm not. I'd rather not. But you can. You can do all you want to. Stand up.
Second time they've parachuted.
I was totally distracted in my thought because it's screaming over here next to me.
Do we need to have a sing off?
Yeah. I mean, that's up to you, man. Get stand up and just yell and shoot.
I didn't know if we needed to do this.
What song are you going with?
Oh God. What was that? What was that they were just singing? I can't make it out. 6 feet. I can't make it. I can't make it out. What would we go? What would we go with?
I ain't got it. I ain't got it, Chief.
Yeah, I got a couple. My go-to is always Five Steps by Drew Hill.
I don't know if I got that one. I don't know how many people in this room got that one. Probably wouldn't. Probably I'm gonna go out on a limb and say probably wouldn't be much as much of a hit if you went five step Drew Hill in this crowd.
I think it's just the loudness of it. If you really hit it, and I think you're wrong because I think the folks at that table would stand up and start singing it with us. I think there's a couple of other tables around here.
Well, you got a couple. I didn't understand what that song was, but the one yesterday was one that everybody in this building knows no matter what. Yeah. Same thing again. Same song again. Yeah, that's a different.
Yeah, it's the same song. It's Creed, One Last Breath. They sing it apparently every day at this time.
Oh, well done. Good job, man. That's impressive.
And they went Creed.
Radio's all about creating benchmarks.
They went Creed, huh? That's where they went, huh? That's where they went in that thing. All right.
If we put a little thought about it, we ain't going Creed.
I'll go in a direction you want to roll here. I can't go Creed. We can go Tennessee Whiskey if you want to do that.
There you go.
I mean, we could. I would do that, but I wouldn't go Creed. I ain't got Creed in.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, someone like people that we can hear people texting in. They're singing Creed. Yeah, I mean, damn it. See, now I took them out. All right. I mean, we're making really great rocket points. I still had another one. I had another one. And Creed and Ike Reese is parachuting in this thing and rolling through. I know, and I tell you one right now. Maybe I'm going out on a limb. I don't believe Creed was Ike's choice.
No, there's no question. When they first started yesterday, Ike was very uncomfortable with it. The two white guys led the way, and Ike eventually went on so long. Ike eventually got in.
Came in there.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think we should listen. I think we should really think about this.
You are more than welcome. I will sit back and let you have the stage.
I think we should really think about it. We've got a few more days. I think we should think about this and parachuting in.
Nah. If it had been the original idea, cool. But whoever does it next is going to look like an absolute douchebag.
We got it. No. It doesn't count as looking like a bag if we are countering and messing up their segment.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh, that's what it's about?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, because we have just – we got people in here that stopped thinking about that Rockets take, and they're thinking about singing that song, Creed. Irwin comes in with Baby Got Back. Dun, 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 dun. Like we – right. We got some thoughts. There is some thoughts I think we can do something with.
You got a rat in your pocket?
Huh?
You got a rat in your pocket?
I don't have a rat in my pocket.
You better quit saying we. don't start that singing and expect me to dial
I'll,
in.
I'll like Reese you. I'll drag you in like
I'll like Reese you.
I had never heard, do you got a rat in your pocket? That's the first time I've heard. I'm sorry. I know you just looked at me. Never heard of that one. Is that a key one? We did a little tour earlier about, have you ever heard of that one? I got a rat.
When somebody keeps saying we gonna do this, we gonna do that, and they say you got a rat in your pocket.
Never heard that.
You say another. We is a multiple term. Is plural.
I'm saying I'm one more person away from thinking we got a two American situation here. That's what I'm gonna say. If Brandon don't got it, I don't know if anybody does. All right,
I'll bet $100 Brandon got it.
All right, try it real quick, Brandon. Go ahead, explain.
Brandon, if he's sitting over there talking about we need to sing, we going to sing, we going to do this, we going to do that, and I say, you got a rat in your pocket? Do you know what I'm referring to?
You got a what in
if
your pocket?
If he's using the term we, and saying doing anything, and I'm not real interested in doing it, and I say, you got a rat in your pocket? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't have
two Americas. Mm-hmm. Two Americas. God, dog, it happened right there.
It's got to be more than one person involved if he's saying we. And I'm saying I'm not going. You got a rat in your pocket?
Oh, I get it. Okay.
No, you get it. You ain't never heard it. That's your first time, right?
I think that's probably deep stuff. That's got to be a Baytown.
How about this one?
Is that a Baytown thing?
You're from Silsbee, Texas. You'd have heard it.
Yeah.
You'd
have heard it. How about this one? You keep saying who. Keep saying who this, who that. And I say, man, your feet fit the limb?
Never heard it.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got that one? Do you know what I'm referring to?
No.
Do your feet fit a limb?
I mean, I can process of elimination, get what you're saying, but I never heard them. I'm looking at you like, what the hell is he talking about? I never heard that.
Damn, I thought Teresa had them.
I appreciate these.
You think Teresa's got a rat?
I'm going to use that, Clint.
From South Georgia?
I'm going to use it.
When somebody keeps talking about we, that you ain't real interested in doing it.
Because normally when I hear we, you know, the response is we speak French or I don't speak French or something like
that. I've heard that.
You know what I mean? That's the one that's more common, I think. But I think I like this. You got
coming
a rat
up
in
next.
Your pocket. I'm with it.
Coming up next, I had a moment where I last night as we were at the opening night, I feel like I'm really disappointed. Our guy Figgy, And I wasn't happy with myself either. I was not happy with my performance either. I really felt like and I just I need help. I need help with this situation, and I want to openly apologize to Figgy, because I could tell Figgy was getting frustrated. We'll discuss that coming up.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we're live on Radio Row here in New Orleans and having a good time today as usual. And we've had a good time thus far this week, and we'll continue. As we've said, follow the sights and sounds. Figgy, Brandon, those guys have been doing a fantastic job of kind of documenting everything that we've been doing in here. And I mean, on the air, while we're here, while we're out, while we're doing a great job of it. And last night, Clint, you went – and first off, Brandon's here, Figgy's here. I want to first – I want to give a standing ovation to Clint Sterner. I got to get this to my guy, Clint.
What happened?
There's no way in hell that I thought you were going to last as long as you did last night at that opening night. I tried to, in the nicest way possible, express to you, this probably ain't your thing. Oh, but I want to see it. I felt bad I didn't go last year. And I'm thinking to myself, nothing about this says Clint Sterner. I can see the annoyance. And Clint, he lasted at least an hour, I think, maybe.
I was trying to wait you guys out and see if y'all wanted to leave with me. I felt bad trying to leave him with the vehicle, but it got to a point where I was like, I can't go no more.
Yeah, no, I saw you. Yeah, I saw you. And then you felt better because you had gotten one person to go with you, and Brandon, who was going to go with him. But Brandon was only going because he thought we was all going, and then he was like, we got to get D-Hop and stuff. And so you bounced. So I'm proud of you. There ain't no way I thought to say, boy, this ain't – we all said it to each other. This ain't Clint's name.
I'm going to tell you, Ron, and if I go too long here, just interrupt me.
Somebody put a tripod on his foot.
I've tried fixing to say. If you want the rudest group of people that you've ever been around, it's media people, particularly camera people and reporters. I mean, just blatant disregard for my big ass standing on two blades of grass in the whole stadium. My man, I'm just trying to listen to Jalen Hurts and watch how he handles the media, which, by the way, straight class act. I mean, there's not a fake bone in dude's body. What you see is what you get. But anyway, I'm sitting there listening, and this dude walks up, and he's probably, I'd say, early 40s. It looks like he's about 60, but I'd say early 40s. And he opens up this tripod, and literally he got three legs. He sits one of them on top of my left foot. I said, man, are you kidding me?
See, Clint in here about to fight somebody.
And he didn't even acknowledge. Like, he didn't even look at me. Like, I'm literally I was honest to God, no exaggeration. My lips were 12 inches from his ear when I said, are you kidding me? And he didn't even look at me. And then he just continues to move closer and kind of nudge me out of the way. So, and I'm like, man, I'm not even in the scrum. I mean, what are we doing here? I was just at that point, I was like, I got to get up out of here, man.
This is, I mean,
I don't know if it's always been like this, but they let anybody and everybody
well,
in.
Yeah,
there.
So everybody, as we, you go out there, everybody is getting any kind of content. Like, I think any of you right now at your house, if you
applied, as soon as the Super Bowl's over, you can get in there next year, bring your camera. And here's the other thing, the youngsters, because it's mostly youngsters, the old heads are still fighting, trying to do it their way. The youngsters, walking, and I'm talking about it's packed, man. Walking with their phone on one of them long sticks, videoing themselves,
they're doing the show right,
doing
there.
An interview or a show as they're walking through this crowd, like just walk. I mean, just it's wild. And if I'd have got hit with one more backpack, the little dude with the backpack on it that his body gets through, and then he turns real quick and he bangs you with the backpack and acts like he don't even feel it. I'm like,
and the dude that got a Stanley in one of them that's just banging you.
Yes, yeah. I'm just like, hey man, yeah. This is unbelievable. I just look. I understand. I'm not knocking these people, Ron, because they got to. If you ain't like that, you got to get in, or you ain't gonna get your work done. You ain't gonna be worth a damn. But hey man, that's a life I can't lead, man.
So we were deep in it. And we were going around trying to get some content. We put some out, and And you've seen some of the stuff that Ficky's put out. We talked to some players. So we're trying to get around there and get players. And I'm just, you know, having fun, whatever. And I get the sense. I get the sense from Ficky. Damn it, come on, Ron. Come on. Get in there. I was not aggressive enough. I was not aggressive enough in just going in. I could feel the disappointment coming from Figgy's dreads. I could just feel it. Like at one point he said, "Hey man, you gotta get in there." And it's really hard for me with female reporters, and I think they know it. And the female women, I think they know it. They're coming in and like. I think Figgy was like, "Here, box her out. Use your weight." I could just feel it, and I apologize, Figgy. I think we got some stuff. We could have got some more, but I felt at one point I tried to slide it in real quick, like, "Hey, you want to switch? You want to get one?" Because I feel like Figgy, the way Figgy was looking was like, "Damn it, just let me get my hands on it. Let me get in there."
You know what? I got a little irritated, not because of you, because this was my first time.
That's
doing
okay.
This.
You can say it.
So I got there. I'm like, "Okay, this is what type of time we on." And you see a little, like, we sitting there waiting for one person to finish their little deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we're going to step in. And then you see a little cute little girl come in. "Hi, Jalen. So what's your favorite color?" A
couple of them was ugly, too.
And they interviewing somebody for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, a couple of them were ugly, too.
Yeah. The Charles and Minnehue one, I thought he was going to fight somebody. Now, luckily, Figgy stepped back because the –
No, TV, I realized who TV, it was.
Yeah, the TV channel took him from us. We had him, but
this lady was hogging up Charles Amenahu.
Charles Amenahu. And
for
then
about 10, 15 minutes.
And I thought it was our turn, and then somebody slid in, and Figgy, "Hey, come on, man. You got to get it in right now. As soon as it gets done, got to get it." I felt like, damn, yeah. I'm really disappointed.
Ron wants to get in there and shift his weight to each foot a few times, get planted in.
Well,
look here. My name's Show.
I'm trying to be a gentleman, here. And these cats in here, "Yo, I got you." I'm like, "Yo, damn." Like,
hey, man.
You see, it's my turn here, man. You know, you just walked up from out there.
Ron, I told the boss man on the way over here when I was dropping the fellas off midday. I said, "Hey, man, I hope you know, man. Like, I try to bring value in as many places as I possibly can. Like, I'm trying." And I went over there last night. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, boss, man, if I got to do that right there to keep my job, just go ahead and get me up out of here. That is not – I just can't – there is zero – I'm like, I mean, zero – I'd feel terrible. If I did a – like, if I'd have set my tripod on somebody's foot, I would have lost my position when I was apologizing. Like, I would not – there ain't no way in hell
I thought about not doing it.
Oh, that dude didn't think about me one bit. He was steadily thinking about how he could get in front of me. Yeah, no, it ain't. But you're right. The media world done figured it out. The higher-ups, if you find you an aggressive female, that's the way to go right there. She's going to get more front row video content than anybody.
Find you a cute woman. She can just step in and she get whatever she wants, man.
That's it.
And off of last night, a couple of ugly ones too, but Biggie, it was Justin Watson. That was the one I felt the most from Figgy. I think four women slid in front of me. So they were coming off the side, and the chick from NFL Network. I said, "Here, man, let me walk away, man." I wanted to tell Figgy, man, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
I know. We got some.
And see, this wasn't like a regular media scrum where everybody just surrounding the player and just throwing out questions.
Right.
They were doing like 10-minute one-on-one interviews.
Tell the truth, Figgy. You wanted to take that damn mic from me, didn't you?
Nah, I didn't. real talk, I thought you was doing a good job, man.
See, this is
I'm like, man, I'm like, Ron, don't let these cute little girls or ugly girls
that's the word
jump in front of you, man.
Yeah, they did. I just figure it's a deal of like, "Hey, man, you saw me, I'm behind her. You know, you got me, you're going to go after me." No.
Yeah.
They just slide in like you ain't standing there.
I don't know what the NFL is thinking.
What do you mean?
Like, that cannot be the best way to get done what you're trying to get done. It just absolutely cannot.
I bet the players hate it. Boy, they down there for a smooth hour, just people coming up and doing anything.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite food?
One of them, I don't know who he was because I couldn't see his number on his chest, but he was sitting there talking to another one, and he was like, "Man, they must just give anybody a press pass to get in this thing."
Yeah, and
I can't believe that they – I'll be honest with you, I cannot believe that they released – all the players into that mess.
They've released the hounds, baby.
And I cannot believe.
They don't reach the
I mean, I guess the security at this thing getting in and out is absolutely unbelievable. Like, there's, I mean, I had a guy jump down my throat because I didn't check out quick enough leaving the building. I was like, hey, man, I got you, man. I didn't know I was supposed to check out when I was leaving. I got you. I'm just trying to find a damn bus. But yeah, that's wild to think that they just – because you had some – I mean, you got like old Juergens, the offensive lineman. Is that right? With the bad back?
Yeah.
That had to play emergency?
Yeah.
I mean, he's out there walking around amongst a bunch of fools. And what are we doing?
I think that's my thing for me is – there are some people who have a level of aggressiveness and they heart about this that I just like. It seemed like you need this more than I do. Like the way they're staring. They're in here. They're staring down. I mean, they got a fire lit on their ass. They're standing here. And I'm like, here, man, go ahead and take it, man. I'll go next.
Yeah. No, it was a couple times. I'm like, maybe you got a school project or something, man.
I was school project.
You're right.
I was boxed out multiple, like leg in and like, I mean, like, I mean, it was like got a body on me, leg in, across the way, boxed out, and got in. I said,
they had you in the paint, said, brother.
Hey, there was a dude in there dressed up like a genie, painted blue.
Good looking fella, too.
Painted blue. Asking players if they, like, he had like a shoebox or some kind of box that was painted. He said, you want this? That was his question. Well, you want this box? And he'd pull something else out. You want this? Literally, full head, genie gear, all the genie gear and everything on. Genie in a bottle. Like, how does that happen? Like, what do we do? What's NFL doing?
I will say this. Nothing was better than Jameis last night.
Yeah, Jameis is great.
Jameis, we got Jameis. He's just walking around trying to throw – was he trying to throw cookies to D-Hop? And he couldn't catch it.
I caught him, Ron. I caught him in a sidebar convo with somebody that he recognized. Like, they were all walking through, and I was just watching him. And some guy, he walked past him and came back and started talking to the guy. And it is the intensity in his eyes – and in his
like, he's working. He is serious.
But it was just a general. It wasn't on camera or anything. It was just a general conversation with a dude that clearly this guy clearly wasn't a player, by the way. But he was just so passionate and so energetic, man. It was just like, wow, dude, he's gonna crush it in that TV stuff, man. Especially if they keep him in that kind of freestyle out in the mix, he's gonna crush it.
All right, coming up, news made yesterday in that scrum we were just talking about.
Yep.
From Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs. He gives an update on his future. We heard from, finally, Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis on their thoughts. And I will just say, one of them sounds like, hey, all right. And the other one sounds like he's trying to convince himself that he's in a good position. All of that as we continue, coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.